Yes, and if you are a man, you need to go down to Vicky's, Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, and check out the best pasty in Lower Michigan, bar none. My wife argues with that, though. She says hers are better, and I couldn't argue with her, so I sleep with her.
Oh, you can't. Right, yeah. All you do is eat Tony's pasties, so and we'll stop it right there.
Yeah, well, she's determined to make some next week. Next man law is this. This is one that you're going to disagree with on, but it's from the book.
I understand.
A man's shoes may not intentionally match any other article of clothing on his body.
And I only have one exception to that, and that's the belt. Your belt matches your shoes. If you're a well-dressed man,
yes,
your belt matches your shoes. I agree. Yeah. You don't need anything else.
Right.
You know,
don't give me green shoes because you got a green shirt, because you're going to get thrown off the bus.
Yeah,
you're not grilling with us.
Unless it's a special event and, you know, it's like your alma mater's shoes or something. You wear them once a year to
homecoming. Oh, don't get me going on that one.
Remember Jeremy up at Ferris? He had those maroon and gold suede shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, if he's listening, I'm still laughing about those, brother. But I get it. It's a homecoming outfit, so you wear it.
They'll last a lifetime because you only wear them once a year.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue. We are in really, really cool position right now because of the election. Everything is going pro-military again, and I can see the seas parting. All the word I'm getting back from the military side is it's like night and day. It's like all of a sudden things are – it's just a change. I can feel the tension lowering. These generals are starting to look forward and think that they can actually make decisions on their own again. And so we are we're going to be shipping those things overseas. We're going to get the green light. I can't tell you. I'm sorry to have to give you, you know, don't have the final word yet, but I can only tell you that we are in great shape because the world's turning in a positive way. And more proof of that is we got rid of a nasty dictator in Cuba. Fidel Castro is gone.
Yeah, well, so, he passed away. That didn't have much to do with our election. But
No, it didn't, but that's good news because those poor people down there have been repressed for 60, 70 years.
So let's talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue, because if we've got new listeners that might not understand what we're doing with this, Operation GI Barbecue is a charitable organization that we have solicited donations to. And what we've done is we've got smokers, we've got charcoal, we've got meat, we've got sauces, we got rubs from a variety of sponsors. Most of it we had to buy with the donations that you all were making. And we went on about raising money. So what we could do, the dream of this thing, was to package all of this up with a smoker on a trailer. It's about a $30,000 package, each one of these, by the time we get it there. And we're going to deliver it to a military base, and we're going to teach them how to use this equipment and then leave it behind so that they get a little taste of home.
That's right.
While they're over there. And it started out on Memorial Day of 2015, and by 2016, we had delivered one of these. We've got a couple more of them in the works.
These are all in-house in Michigan right now. Everything is being stored. It's ready to ship. We do need some help with a freight cost right now because we basically spent everything buying this equipment. So if we could get another $10,000, we'd be safe and we could start on next year's fundraiser. But come down and see us at the Ada Chili and Microbrew Festival. We're going to give you a taste of the best chili at the festival because it's going to be ours.
That's right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.